What the hell? Jarrett Frazier swore he drove up the private drive to the mountain cabin where he intended to spend the next few days getting the heat, blood, and dust of the latest mission out of his head. He wanted solitude after the violence, craved time to reset his brain. But it looked as if someone was intent on interrupting his retreat before it began. A woman stood in the center of the driveway a few yards from the cabin. She blinked as his headlights hit her, lifting her arm to shield her eyes, but she didn't move away. The truck jerked to a stop and Jared shoved the gear shift into park before popping open the door to stand on the running board. "I'm good. Thanks," he called out. "I got the key from the management office in town. I don't need anything else." He told the woman in the office that he didn't want to be bothered, but apparently listening wasn't big on her list of skills. She'd probably sent someone to make sure the bedding was turned down before he arrived, or to leave a welcome gift. He didn't want either of those things. The woman in the road lowered her arm a little, blinking at the light. Blood streamed down her temple and over her cheek. Jared swore and grabbed his Glock off the seat as he stepped onto the ground. He kept the gun at his side as he flipped the headlights off, letting the parking lights illuminate the area instead. It was more light than he wanted, but he needed to see her so he could assess her condition. As he approached, her arm dropped, and she frowned. She wore a light jacket, not at all what she needed for the dipping temperatures tonight. Alarm buzzed in his brain. Something definitely wasn't right about this situation.